For the remaining programs this week, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we'll be trying to make contact with people who can look ahead to 2011. We're trying for Mayor Stephanie Miner and Chief Frank Fowler. And today we have Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney. How are you?
Hi, I am well. I was afraid when you said the rest of the day today and tomorrow and Thursday, you were going to frighten your listeners away and make them think that it was going to be me talking about the future. You got quite an impressive list there of people you're going to contact.
Yeah, we're trying, and you're first up, and we all know, of course, that it's not going to be good, right?
Well,
at least the budget's not going to be good. Let's put it that way.
Right. I am realistic about the budget and about what is in store for the state and how that's going to affect us. But I am hopeful. I do think that with a new administration, you always get renewed energy, a new set of eyes to look at some old problems. And I think that's good. I think this transition that governments go through is healthy. And I would like to think that with the right people in place, I'm trying to have conversations with the right people that are going to be in place, and that maybe we can start moving things in the right direction. Here locally, I am looking at another very difficult budget, but I'm happy about some of the new ways that we're doing things. One of the things I think people will be noticing about the county is that this year in 2011, we're going to be implementing 50 new green infrastructure projects in the city of Syracuse. That's a lot, 50 projects in 1 year. We have a real aggressive goal, and that, I think, will really start the conversation around here about the fact that we're doing things differently. People know we didn't build sewage treatment plants. They've seen a little bit of action on some of our green infrastructure, but I think in a big way you'll see it roll out in 2011.
That's great. That's really, really good news. And, you know, we've started that in the city. Mayor Driscoll started doing a lot of that stuff. Mayor Miner has picked right up on it, and she understands how important it is, and she's made it a priority for the city and her administration, too. And I know that you've done the same thing.
Yes, and one of the reasons why I think we're able to accomplish things is because her administration is a great partner. We have ongoing conversations between our county folks in terms of like the sewer department and regulating stormwater and her city team. They're in regular conversation with each other. So when we say we're going to need to do a demonstration project for a porous sidewalk or something, you know, we're talking to people who can make it happen. And that relationship is benefiting, I think, people in the whole region. One of the other things that I'm looking ahead to next year, and I can't believe this happens every other year, and it seems like only 10 minutes ago, but we have to go back to the state legislature for permission to collect that 1% sales tax.
Right.
And that is always a battle, and I would like at some point for that to become official and permanent so that we don't have to go back every other year. But with the new distribution formula, most of that money is going to the city, and I think the city will be advocating this time right alongside the county for permission to collect that sales tax. And people, I think, prefer sales tax because they have some control over it. As you have said many times, if we weren't collecting sales tax, it would all have to be made up for in property tax, and people don't have any control over that. So I do think that people like a better balance, and if we can keep the sales tax where it is, then we can try to keep the line on property taxes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anything that you'd really like to try to work on in 2011 that you haven't been able to do yet?
We've been talking about that kind of, I think the phrase is blue sky. Mm-hmm. People are sitting around having conversations about big picture things. And there are things, we've had some small victories, but there are things that we should be doing without constraining ourselves to geographic borders. And we're trying to move in that direction, but those are things that we've talked about, I've talked about, that next year I'd like to focus on real cooperative partnerships with the towns and the villages and the city, and say, if this was, you know, back in the beginning before any of these lines were drawn and we were talking about things like plowing the streets, we wouldn't be holding ourselves to any of these artificial geographic boundaries. And it's so much more expensive for this community in total to adhere to these boundaries. So I do think that the regional conversations that we've had, while we've had some success, I would like a real focus on it. We hired a new person here to do intergovernmental work inside my office. He's replacing somebody who left, and he's been out talking one-on-one with town supervisors and village mayors, and I would like to see more cooperation and less of the us versus them. But I think, you know, part of it is on my end. I came in with a lot of enthusiasm about doing some of these things, and you know, you have to make sure that you're working in partnership and not giving people the impression that you're trying to take over what they've been doing for a long time. And if I've been guilty of that, that'll be my New Year's resolution, is to try to work in partnership
with them and the legislature. The legislature, I know you really don't have that strong relationship
well,
with them.
Well, now you're really pushing things here, Jim. No, of course. And I think things get better with the legislature all the time. I can't do anything without their help, and I think they need me and the department heads here to implement some of the things they're trying to accomplish. So I think things do get better. There's a healthy check and balance, but I think we do have room for improvement on the cooperation.
Yeah, I do too. All right, good luck and Happy New Year. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I did, Jim. Thanks. You too.